From today, Australians will have a chance to stare the dawn of civilization right in the face. A major exhibition showcasing stunning artefacts from one of the world's great ancient civilizations opens today at the Melbourne Museum. The Wonders of Ancient Mesopotamia explores the area known as the Cradle of Civilization between the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers in what's now part of Iraq, Syria, Turkey and Iran. As Mike Woods reports, Mesopotamia was home to great cities and empires. It was where man first began to write and where time as we know it truly began.
Mesopotamia, or the land between the rivers, is where the Sumerians created the first urban societies and which was much later home to the Assyrians and Babylonians. It contained the fertile crescent, abundant in fish and bird life, and rich soil to produce crops. It was where writing began as pictographs or cuneiform, where the first alphabet was formulated, where maths began, the germination of our system of time. Luckily for students of history, the Sumerians wrote on clay. That meant written records about their ancient society and history were preserved. Many clay tablets, some dating back as far as 3000 BC, are part of the Melbourne exhibition. Archaeologist Sarah Collins from the British Museum is the curator.
This exhibition starts when cities have been created, and from the invention of writing to the last native ruler of Mesopotamia before Mesopotamia became part of the Persian Empire.
I think most of us learnt probably in our early years in high school about the cradle of civilization and about where writing began. But it was about much more than that, wasn't it? Because it was here that much more sophisticated pursuits happened. And I'm talking about things like scientific pursuits, intellectual pursuits.
Yes, that's right. By the end of this exhibition, by the time of the Babylonians, there was a vast accumulated knowledge, and some of this knowledge passed to us today through other people such as the Greeks arriving in Babylon. But the language, we're very fortunate because they wrote on clay, and the cuneiform script was adopted used for lots of different languages. And at one time, it was the international lingua franca, the diplomatic language of the ancient Middle East. And even the Egyptian kings were having to use scribes writing cuneiform to communicate. And in this way, the Mesopotamian achievements, knowledge and scribal traditions was passed to lots of other ancient cultures. One of the ways that Mesopotamia and scribes especially learned to write was by copying and listing. And they were very concerned to understand the world around them. So they watched the stars, they looked for omens and signs, they recorded all kinds of things like eclipses and events. And much of the astronomical knowledge, mathematical knowledge, has passed right down to us today through all those thousands of years.
And is it true that cuneiform and writing started as a matter of economics?
Yes, certainly. The earliest writing texts that we've found so far from Mesopotamia are administrative. The need for writing arose because of the need for people to work together to irrigate the land, to produce barley, wheat, to raise livestock, and people working together need to be organized. And some of the earliest documents are things like rations of food to workers who were working the land or working on the estates, and lists of quantities, a need to quantify and to organize and to ration out.
Sarah Collins says themes covered in the exhibition include palaces and royal power, religious beliefs and rituals, burial practices, royal tombs, and the region's myths and legends, recording more than 3,000 years of Mesopotamian history.
One of the only natural resources in Mesopotamia actually was clay, and they built their houses out of mud bricks, and they chose to write on clay. Now, clay, unlike anything organic, paper, wood, anything else, has survived. Even when sun-baked, it will survive being buried. But in some cases, for instance, we have some documents here from the library of a king, Ashurbanipal. His palace, for example, was burned when Nineveh was sacked in 612 BC. And as a result of the burning, the tablets were baked hard. So those tablets really have been preserved. So since the decipherment of cuneiform, we've been able to have the writing and the knowledge of the ancient people themselves, which is quite rare, because in much of the Middle East, either they weren't writing then, or they wrote on papyrus and things which in certain soil conditions doesn't survive.
What is the earliest piece that people can see if they come here to the Melbourne Museum for the exhibition?
They can see one of the earliest writing texts to between 3,300 and 3,000 BC. It's very difficult with these early times to be very specific on dates. So the earliest object in the exhibition is actually a writing tablet.
Wonders of ancient Mesopotamia will only be exhibited at the Melbourne Museum and only until October 7. It contains many clay writing tablets, along with gold, silver and bronze jewellery, weapons, artworks and royal household items. Archaeologist and curator Sarah Collins says of the 170 artefacts in the exhibition, it is an ancient wall relief which is her favourite.
It's three parts of a larger series that shows an enormous battle between the Elamites of Iran and the armies of Ashurbanipal in about 645 BC. We're not exactly sure when the battle took place, but this is crammed full of detail. Within this, there's also a story about how the king and his son get killed and their heads get carried off. I think this is an absolutely amazing achievement. The amount of detail, you can see what each army was wearing. You can see little fishes in the river. You can see all kinds of things. So although I have many favourites, I'm particularly fond of this episode of the Battle of Tiltuba.
Me too, I think. Sarah Collins, British Museum archaeologist and curator of this exhibition, Wonders of Ancient Mesopotamia, which opens today at the Melbourne Museum and runs through till the 7th of October. Mike Woods with that report.